Hello, boys and girls, and welcome back to Chia Pets Audio Stories. I'm Mrs. Chia, and I am so happy to be back with you after a little Easter break. Happy Easter to everyone. I hope you all enjoyed your long weekend. And for those of you who believe in Jesus Christ, He is risen. Alleluia. Today, I'm hoping to read for you a story called Eyes That Kiss in the Corner by Joanna Ho. This book is special to our family because my husband, Mr. Chia, is Chinese Malaysian. So he's from Malaysia, but of Chinese descent and origins. And I am Canadian and European, Portuguese, Scottish, English, the mix. So our children are half Canadian and half Chinese. And so this book is special to us. And I hope that you enjoy. So find your comfy spot, curl up, and enjoy. Eyes That Kiss in the Corners by Joanna Ho. Some people have eyes like sapphire lagoons, with lashes like lace trim on ball gowns, sweeping their cheeks as they twirl. Big eyes, long lashes. Not me. I have eyes that kiss in the corners and glow like warm tea. My eyes are just like Mama's. Mama's eyes that kiss in the corners and glow like warm tea crinkle into crescent moons when she comes home from work. She scoops me in her arms, eyes sparkling like starlight, and tickles me until we laugh ourselves onto the floor. When Mama tucks me in at night, her eyes tell me I'm a miracle. In those moments, when she's all mine, flecks of dancing gold tell me I'm hers too. My Mama is my sun and sky, and her eyes are just like Amma's. Amma's eyes that kiss in the corners and glow like warm tea don't work like they used to, but she sees all the way into my heart and can even read my mind. Her eyes are filled with so many stories, I can fall inside them and swim until time stops. I see Guanyin with the Monkey King sitting on a lotus, serene. Bobbles of lychee on trees and mountains that reach for the sea. My Amma never ages, and her eyes are just like Mei Mei's. Mei Mei's eyes that kiss in the corners and glow like warm tea blink against the window until I come home from school. They disappear beneath her two-tooth smile when I walk in the door. She toddles after me, gazing up at me like I am her best present. I hope she looks at me like that forever, because when she looks at me in that Mei Mei way, I feel like I can fly. Mei Mei's eyes that kiss in the corners and glow like warm tea are just like mine. My eyes crinkle into crescent moons and sparkle like the stars. Gold flecks dance and twirl while stories whirl in their oolong pools, carrying tales of the past and hope for the future. My eyes find mountains that rise ahead and look up when others shut down. My lashes curve like swords of warriors, and through them I see kingdoms in the clouds. My eyes that kiss in the corners and glow like warm tea are a revolution. They are Mama and Amma and Mei Mei. They are me and they are beautiful. The end. Well, boys and girls, I hope you enjoyed that story. Wonderful thing about eyes is that even though we might have family resemblances and look like our brothers and sisters, every single person's eyes are unique. Only they have their eyes. And they can tell us so much about a person if we just look at them. What color are your eyes? What about your mom, your dad, your brothers and sisters? I'd love to hear from you. You can leave me a message or you can message me on social media. And remember to send me your requests because we love getting book requests. And subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Give us a 5-star rating if you like what you hear. And we'll see you all next time. Until then, my friends, stay safe and God bless you.